Hello, this is Joe Tomlin at the Edinburgh Fringe for Fringe Review, and I'm talking with someone here who's part of a production. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Niall. I'm producing a production of Fires Our Shoes Have Made. We're in Sia Keela every day, and we're a theatre company founded at the University of Warwick, and we've come off a recent run at National Student Drama Festival. We've won some awards there, and we did a short tour of China in the autumn last year.
How long is it since you graduated?
I am still at the university. I have 1 year left. About half of our company have just graduated last month in the past 3 weeks, and about half are still at the university, got a couple of years left.
So what's it like being out in the wide, wide world of theatre?
Oh, it's different. It's tough. It's good because we've got a reliable audience back in Coventry at the university, and here it's taken a lot more work, and it's interesting to see how to get the general public involved in a production and not just your friends and your colleagues.
Now, your show is gig theatre. Now, that's a relatively new term, and could you please define it? Give us a definition and explain exactly what it is, because I think it's being heard a lot, but I'm not sure if everyone understands exactly what it is, and I know I didn't until I talked to you.
So it is a relatively new style, as you say. It kind of came about in the last couple of years with theatre companies such as Wildcard and Middle Child. It's predominantly spoken words. We tell the story through quite poetic language and that kind of style, and the gig side of things comes in from an underscore of music the whole way through the piece. We have composed a whole new score. It's different every day in our production. We have an electronic drum pad which we've recorded sounds onto, which we mix up and adjust, and we bring the show, and that keeps a pace and an energy and a kind of an excitement to the piece. And in our particular piece, we break it up. We break up the action with some newly composed acoustic ballads as well, which is a really nice addition, and just it gives you some breathing space. But that's the general idea of gig theatre, as a musical piece with predominantly spoken word.
Now, you just mentioned that you had music, or your company had music composed for this show. Does it have to be original music, or could you use a mashup of already existing music?
I'd say you could do it with existing music. Personally, all the gig theatre I've seen has actually been originally composed for the shows. But you could use original kind of beats and things and rhythms, because it tends to be the only full songs we've composed have been for the ballads in between, and the score is more of a sound and a backing track and a beat, so it tends to be original. But you can always there's always pieces out there that you can look at and use, and some wonderful pieces that could be used if you've got the rights to them.
Where did you first hear about gig theatre?
So I was actually highly recommended to go to by the director of Fires Our Shoes Have Made. Actually, he recommended Electrolyte to me last year at the Fringe by Wildcard Theatre Company, and I went to see that and thought it was incredible. They're a brilliant company. And then I actually saw them again on their tour, and then I saw different things from other companies and really got into it. But it was Electrolyte by Wildcard that really got me into gig theatre, and that's what got us all into it.
And do you think you'll continue pursuing this as genre of theatre?
I think, yeah, we will. This is our first. We've had three performances before we got to Edinburgh, so it's quite a new run. But we're definitely going to keep this, and we're going to try and progress this show, especially, and build it and build on our success here, and then hopefully look into some other new shows as well. But it's done really well. We've really enjoyed it. It's the first original piece Pound of Flesh Company have done. So yeah, hopefully we can keep it going and keep building on it, making it better and better.
And what else would you like to tell me about the show?
So the show itself follows the story of two children, a 13-year-old and a 8-year-old brother and sister, who, following the passing of their mum 6 months before the events take place, they have run away from their dad's house, who they've moved to live with now. And it tells the story of how they deal with loss and the isolation, and as they're running away through London, it sees the world through their eyes. So there's goblins, and there's dragons, and there's beasts, and there's creatures, and there's all sorts of magical different things which really is nice to look back on and think it's sometimes fun to look at the world in that way.
How many performers are in the show?
There are four actors on stage. We have the two playing Jay and Saskia, are the brother and sister. And then we have a sound artist who does all the underscoring and the electronic beats. And we have our musician who has composed all the original music and the lyrics. And they perform those as well, and as well as playing some smaller characters.
And what do you do on the show?
I am the co-producer. So I'm co-producing with a wonderful woman called Kate. She's very great. We're working really hard on it. We've got quite a nice team. It's very nice being at university. We're all good friends, so we all knew each other and some very talented people. So we produce together. We've got some marketing people. We've got a great tech guy. It's all really working really well. It's a tough job, very tough, very tiring, but we're loving it so far.
Well, all the best of luck in the future, and thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.